is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. With the Heard of Thunder playing Anchors Away on a wet and windy afternoon, the Florida Institute of Oceanography recently welcomed its newest research vessel, the W.T. Hogarth, to its home port at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Among the first passengers on the state-of-the-art 78-foot-long ship was the man it's named for, former Institute Director and one-time Dean of the USF College of Marine Science, Bill Hogarth.
Knowing how much the students use this vessel, how much research is done with this vessel, it makes you awfully proud to see your name on it and to know what it'll be used for.
While the Hogarth will be taken for 3 to 7 day research trips, the Institute's larger ship, the 115-foot Weatherbird II, can be used for voyages like the 45-day circumvention of the Gulf of Mexico that it undertook in 2016. And speaking of long trips, the Hogarth's relatively short history has been an odyssey in and of itself. In 2015, Governor Rick Scott vetoed $6 million in funding for the ship that state legislators had approved. That forced the almost 30 universities and research facilities that make up the Institute, along with other interested parties like the City of St. Petersburg, to come together to raise $3 million that the state then matched. St. Pete's money came from funds the city received as a result of the 2010 BP oil spill. Hogarth says research into things that happen in the Gulf of Mexico, like that disaster, is exactly why a research vessel is necessary.
Look at us. We're surrounded by water. We have hurricanes, we have red tide, we have oil spills, just name them. That affects our livelihood, tourism, and everything.
At the same time, the boat can also be used to train future marine scientists. Philip Kramer, who succeeded Hogarth as Institute Director, says that the Institute's 12-member universities will get about 100 days every year to give their students the opportunity to learn at sea.
So we estimate that a lot of the students that spend time on our vessels or down at our labs end up proceeding on to careers in marine science, graduate school, or become professionals. So for us, for many of our members, that sort of hands-on experience can be transformative in their trajectory as students.
We climbed aboard the Hogarth for a brief tour and cruise. The ship lives up to its billing as a floating laboratory, as Marine Operations Officer Rob Walker showed off separate dry and wet labs where scientific parties of up to 10 researchers can work.
We're going to have biologists on board, so we could do fish cleaning here at the wet lab stations. We'll have chemical oceanographers on board. We have a fume hood, kind of a chemistry area over here. We've got a lot of dry lab space for electronics equipment if we're doing mapping.
Kramer says the ship is packed with $1.5 million worth of high-tech systems and other scientific equipment that takes researchers into new territory.
Dual-head multi-beam mapping system for imaging the seafloor at resolutions we've never been able to do. It'll also have remotely operated vehicles for going down off the edge of the reef. Sometimes it can go up to 500 meters down and really look and take samples.
The Hogarth was built by Tarpon Springs-based Duckworth Steel Boats. And while it's the first research vessel the company ever built, Kramer says they brought it in on time and on budget.
It's a dream ship for my mind, brand new. It has that clean new boat smell. And it's been really designed from the ground up with research in mind. So the layout is designed to sort of optimize the way scientists and students typically use a boat.
We take you aboard the W.T. Hogarth as it moves into its new home port in a video that you can see at our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.